It's 20 minutes after the hour. I'm Rebecca Neighbors, Radio Connection Live, 2020 News. Mike Greenberg and Mike Golic, hosts of ESPN Radio's weekday morning show, Mike and Mike, were inducted Tuesday into the National Association of Broadcasters Broadcasting Hall of Fame in a ceremony in Las Vegas with family, friends, and radio industry guests in attendance. "It is certainly the greatest honor of my professional life," said Greenberg of the recognition. "When I see the list of people who have been inducted, it is impossible to imagine being included. But I'm thrilled and very grateful to everyone who supported us," Golic stated. "I'm stunned. When you look at the list of people in this Hall of Fame and think that my name is on the list of these names, I thought one of two things. We're in a separate category, sports, not associated with these great names, or it's a down year and they had to name somebody. I certainly don't feel I belong here." In March 2015, Mike and Mike celebrated its 15th anniversary with a special show from Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. In addition to the show, Golic and Greenberg have appeared in two motion pictures, Valentine's Day and Just Right, served as guest MCs at the White House's Tea Bowl on the South Lawn, and received a Sports Emmy for achievement in content for non-traditional delivery for their off-mics animated comedy series. In other award-winning news, the National Association of Broadcasters announced 10 recipients of the 29th Annual Crystal Radio Awards. Those stations awarded during the luncheon were KNDE-FM College Station, Texas, WBAB-FM Long Island, New York, KNX-AM Los Angeles, California, WCCO-AM Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, KPRS-FM Kansas City, Missouri, WJBR-FM Wilmington, Delaware, KRLCAM Lewiston, Idaho, WRLTFM Nashville, Tennessee, KTARFM Phoenix, Arizona, and WWJAM Detroit, Michigan. The NAB Crystal Radio Award finalists were chosen by judges representing broadcasting, community service organizations, and public relation firms. Among the afternoon's biggest winners was CBS Radio, earning a second Crystal Radio Award for KNXAM, WWJAM, and WCCOAM, who won previously in 2001, 2014, and 1994. Andre Fernandez, president, and Scott Herman, chief operating officer for CBS Radio, were on hand to accept the award on behalf of the stations. Syndicated host Kim Commando served as the luncheon's MC, and surprisingly enough, no technical glitches were reported. Westwood One has announced that new KFOG morning host Matt Pinfield will host a new two-hour weeknight show called 2 Hours with Matt Pinfield. The show will launch the week of May 2nd. Matt Pinfield started in radio at the age of 16 at Rutgers' own WRSU, New Brunswick, New Jersey. He moved on to WHTG-FM Asbury Park and by 1995 was hosting 120 minutes for MTV. With his musical knowledge and relatable delivery, MTV Research declared he was their most loved VJ. He hosted more than 15 regular shows, 100 plus specials, and his style was a template for the original MTV2. Pinfield is also known as the current host of Westwood One's classic rock history weekend show, Flashback, and the new morning show at Cumulus's legendary KFOG-KFFG San Francisco. He was recently elected to the governing board of the Grammys by the member of NARAS and the Recording Academy. Just ahead of much more exciting and stimulating radio talk and Tim O'Connor, I'm Rebecca Neighbors, RCL 2020 News.
Hey, it's Matt Pinfield. Mornings on KFOG. It's Friday going into the weekend, and we're still reeling from the news about the death of Prince at 57 yesterday. I mean, that really hit us all really hard. So we're going to be paying tribute to Prince all day during the show.
The Home Depot has a fresh...
It's Matt Pinfield, mornings on KFOG, Friday, and we're remembering Prince for the entire show. Give us a call. Tell us your thoughts. 1-800-300-KFOG. I'd love to hear from you.
Hey, Matt. It's Tony Bravo. I'm the style writer at the San Francisco Chronicle. I've been on the show many times. What was occurring to me this morning as I've been listening to all the great tributes to Prince is that we're also losing this incredible style icon, not just a musical genius, but somebody that really redefined fashion in his era. Yesterday, I spoke to Linda Harrison, the executive director at the Museum of African Diaspora here in San Francisco, and I think she said it best when she said that he was at the top of the rainbow of the African diaspora dandyism that exists globally, and that he really brought something to the forefront with the way he was willing to experiment with androgyny, with great textiles like lace and velvet, and of course, the purple one use of that signature color was something that redefined the 1980s and the time beyond that for rock and roll fashion. I think we're really at a very sad loss here, not just because of the music, but fans would always be excited to see what he was wearing at his concerts, at his television appearances. The world is a little less colorful today, and as I passed City Hall last night and saw it alight in that beautiful purple wash, I thought it was the perfect tribute to him.
Hey, thanks so much for the call, and we're going to play some more Prince for you right now. Remembering Prince on KFOG.
Everybody.
Hey, it's Matt Pinfield. Mornings on KFOG. It's Friday going into the weekend, and we're still reeling from the news about the death of Prince at 57 yesterday. I mean, that really hit us all really hard. So we're going to be paying tribute to Prince all day during the show.
Go to KFOG.com and try to win tickets to see The Record Company on Thursday, May 12th at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco, courtesy of Slim's and the Great American Music Hall. Get tickets and info at slimspresents.com. Spring.
Matt Pinfield, mornings on KFOG.
It's Matt Pinfield, mornings on KFOG. Let's check out what's going on out on the roads.
Well, good morning, guys. You know, that rain around the bay, or at least the mist and drizzle maybe where you are, contributed to some slicker conditions, so just a word of caution. But over here in Oakland, where we're watching this crash that just got cleared, the second crash, this one at 23rd, northbound 80 just jammed up from San Leandro all the way in through downtown Oakland. West 580, much clearer there, but we should see recovery. I'm Mike Inouye with NBC Bay Area's real-time traffic.
Thanks, Mike. That was brought to you by the U.S. Postal Service. The United States Postal Service is now hiring city carrier assistants and auto technicians. Apply at usps.com/careers. To RSVP for the upcoming hiring workshop in San Mateo, call 415-550-5710.